What's good, y'all? The Kyron Montero Show, Season 3, Episode number 5, The Visionary Series. Been a minute, but we back. Let's go! Y'all know we got to start it off with some energy in this thing. You feel me? Blessings, tell them.
When I started with this vision, people thought I was a scroll.
Yeah.
Now they show me love, you would think I was the plug. Now I got the keys and I'ma show you what it is. King on this grind, you know I had on my feet.
You know I'm getting to these
blessings, 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 blessings,
yes,
blessings, 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 blessings.
I tell them something blessings.
Late. Haters hate, haters hate, but we okay. We okay.
Tell them stacking chips.
Frito Lays.
I told them check the circle. Zero lanes.
Squad of fighters. We be the game. I'm moving fast.
What's going on, everybody? My name is Kyron Montero. Wanna welcome y'all personally to my podcast, the Kyron Montero Show. This is Season 3, Episode number 5. Round of applause, man. Come on, man. Some people don't even make it to a full season in their podcast, and we hear Season number 3. That's crazy, man. That's crazy. So, this Season 3 has been dedicated to something called the Visionary Series. It's something that I'm doing, 10 episodes, no features, put a lot of pressure on myself, right? No features, meaning no guest interviews. This is something that's really aimed towards, you know, entrepreneurs, different visionaries, executives, leaders, because this is something that I am and this is something that I walk out every day. And so it's something that I wanted to do from the heart to pour into other people. So I understand that it's not a goo-goo, ga-ga, you know, ha-ha type of podcast with a lot of ratchet content. Might be boring to some people, but hey, if it's not for you, you know, don't listen, don't tune in. But if you do want to tune in, make sure you check the Kyron Montero out on all podcast platforms such as Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, all of that stuff. If you want to check out the high resolution of the podcast being recorded on camera, head over to the Kyron Montero YouTube channel where you can find the high definition video. And yeah, man, run the numbers up, share it with all your people. Check this out, man. Oftentimes as entrepreneurs, CEOs, presidents, executives, and visionaries, leaders, etc., it's easy to lose sight of the mission and the vision that is inside of you. Life happens. Our brain starts to wonder and doubt at times. Insecurity kicks in. Even the wrong people around us can contribute to this. But stay locked in on the vision regardless, right? So today, on this episode, I want to talk about seeing the vision manifested regardless. Let me say that again. Seeing the vision manifested regardless. Now, if we look at the technical definition of what a vision is pertaining to this, it is the ability to think or plan the future with imagination or wisdom. Very simple. That's the dictionary definition. The ability to think about or plan the future with imagination or wisdom. Now, me personally, kind of on a tactical level, my definition of vision is being able to see something that others cannot see, right? And you can combine that saying being able to see something that others can't see in the future using your imagination or wisdom, right? You can kind of combine it. I kind of made that up on spot. Round of applause, man. Round of applause for that ad-lib capability. That's the rapper in me. But I think it's very important as a visionary, no matter what type of role or field or industry that you play in, to make sure that you see it through. So I got a few points that I wanna talk about, and then I'm gonna be out your head because I don't wanna have these real long and drawn out. I just kinda wanna get to the point and then get out of your face, get out of your ears, right? So point number one, drop off dead weight that's not beneficial to your vision. Let me say that again. Drop off dead weight that is not beneficial to your vision. That sounds easier said than done, but the reality is, man, sometimes we have a lot of people, well, let me not say a lot of people. Sometimes there can be people around us that are not beneficial. There can be situations around us that are not beneficial. Our own personal habits and struggles cannot be beneficial. Whatever that dead weight may be, you got to learn to drop that off, right? I always say this. If you got an airplane that got too much weight, what's going to happen? It's going to come crashing down. And that can happen to our vision. So make sure that you drop off any dead weight that's not beneficial to your vision. By the way, I'm talking to myself first before anybody. So that's who I'm really talking to first. Second, push yourself consistently to be the greatest version of yourself as a visionary. I think that one of the greatest examples of this is Kobe Bryant, man. I love Kobe. Michael Jordan as well, but I love Kobe. I love his story. I love going back, watching highlights, rest in peace to him. This dude left as a basketball player. He left it all on the floor. He did whatever it took to be the greatest version of himself. And I think that as a visionary, if you want to see your vision manifested through, you have to keep pushing yourself consistently and constantly to be the greatest version of yourself as a visionary. If not, I just don't see how it manifests into reality, right? Number three, stay surrounded and connected with people in situations that build both you and your vision. Let me say that again. Stay surrounded and connected with people in situations that build up both you and your vision. We just talked about in the first point, dropping off dead weight. What the opposite end of that is, it's important to stay surrounded by people in situations that's going to build you and your vision up. If you're going to be around people, they should be building you up. They should be, and that doesn't always mean it's nice. They can be challenging you and keeping you accountable where it's rough as well. But it's very important to stay around people and stay grounded in situations and around people that are building you up, that are contributing to the health and the benefit of you and your vision. Very important. Number four, be willing to take whatever risk and sacrifices that are necessary to manifest your vision. One more time, be willing to take whatever risk and sacrifices that are necessary to manifest your vision. I think that it sounds easier said than done, but I meet a lot of people that want to see their vision manifest into reality, but they're scared to take whatever leaps of faith, risk, and sacrifices to make that happen. And I'm not talking about just financial risk. I'm talking about, you know, the biggest thing you can't get back is your time. You can lose money and get it back. You can't get your time back. That may mean spending time away from your family. That may mean that your social life takes a hit. It may mean, you know, that your financials takes a hit. Your finances takes a hit. Your habits take a hit. But if you really want to see this vision manifest, hey, man, you got to take the risk and the sacrifices necessary. Point number five. Even when it seems impossible to achieve, stay locked in on the vision regardless, no matter what. Let me say that again. Even when it seems impossible to achieve, stay locked in on the vision no matter what, regardless. Now, I understand you're like, Kyron, hey, man, you know, I can lose people. I might have emergencies come up. I understand that. There are definitely situations where you got to put stuff on hold and you got to tend to real life things. But even with that, no matter what, you got to stay locked in on the vision. No matter how down you get, no matter how rough life gets, we're all going to go through things. But I think that if you want to make your vision and your goals become a reality, you have to stay locked in. It's easy to quit. The definition of starting over means that you quit. Period. People that start over means that they gave up. And you got to pick back up again because you gave up. So quitting and giving up is something that I just think you got to avoid if you want to be a visionary that's successful. And you define that level of success, but it's very important that you keep that mentality going, all right? So round of applause, man, for everybody tuning in. This is episode number 5 of season 3, man. I appreciate y'all tuning in. Like I said, man, these things ain't going to be super long this season. We're trying to test out some different things instead of having 30, 45 hour long episodes. We want to just do some shorter things and just trying to see how it happens with people, man. We're doing this for fun. We're not trying to monetize this. Not right now anyways. Maybe in the future. But right now, we're just giving out some game from our experience and just having some fun, man. So the same way we came in, let's leave out with some good energy, man. This is my latest single, Blessings, available on all platforms right now, man. Go stream that. Appreciate you, yeah.
When I started with this vision, people thought I was a scrub.
Yes, sir.
Now they show me love, you would think I was the plug. Now I got the keys and I'ma show you what it is. King on his grind, you know my head on my feet.
You know I'm getting to these
blessings, 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 blessings,
blessings. Y'all be blessed, man.